This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Jamie Tworkowski here, the founder of To Write Love on Her Arms. He's also the author of a New York Times best-selling book, If You Feel Too Much, and he is a Melbourne Beach resident, one of the rare folks who has been here for a very, very long time. Jamie, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, so we got our start actually in Orlando back in 2006. And at the time, it wasn't an attempt to start a charity or a movement or an organization. Back then, it was just an attempt to help one friend. For me, it was a new friend named Renee who was struggling with drug addiction, depression, a history of self-injury, and we later found out there had been suicide attempts in her life. And I ended up writing a story about getting to know her, about 5 days spent with her and some other friends after she was denied entry into a local treatment center. And I gave that story the title To Write Love on Her Arms. And essentially, the story took on a life of its own, went viral, you might say, and we started selling t-shirts as a way to pay for her treatment. And the t-shirts sort of took on a life of their own as well. And so we were able to go from just helping Renee and trying to meet the needs in her life to realizing, you know, we were bumping into so many other stories and that we had the opportunity to maybe speak to these issues on a bigger scale, to point to hope and help, and also to invest in professional help, you know, beyond just the life of our friend.
That's fabulous. So you have a 5K that's coming up and you also have another event. Tell us about those.
Yeah. So starting April 1st, we've done it for years now. It's kind of, in my opinion, our flagship event, favorite night of the year. We call it Heavy and Light. We do that at the House of Blues in Orlando. So that's coming up on April 1st. It's not an April Fool's joke. And that's a night of primarily music, but in between the musical acts, there's always speakers, there's spoken word poetry. Everyone in the room leaves with a list of local resources. We think that's something that's really significant, not to just encourage or inspire people, but to point to the people and places where folks can get help if they're struggling with things like depression or addiction. So that's a really special night. And then 2 weeks later, 2 weeks and a day, on April 15th, we do a early morning event, which is our Run For It 5K, which is what you mentioned. We've been doing that for the last several years, and it's been amazing. It's grown and grown every year. Last year, I know we had over 600 folks do it with us in person in Satellite Beach, and then we had actually another 1,500 people run it wherever they live around the world. So we actually had more people participating all across the planet and really all across America. But you know, speaking to your audience, we want to invite people out to Satellite Beach on April 15th.
Virtual 5K, I like that.
Yeah, it was actually my mom's idea, and she's not a very tech-savvy lady, so it was, you wouldn't have thought it would come from her, but it was this brilliant idea that made it possible for other people to participate.
Well, this is all very cool, and it all goes to a very worthwhile cause. I know there's lots of folks out there who are struggling and don't know where to go for help, so I'm glad that you are addressing that and that you have found so many other supporters that want to get on board and help out, too. You have a website where people could find out information about the organization itself, about your flagship event, and about the 5K. What is the address?
The website is our acronym. It's TWLOHA.com.
All right. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for all your good works and for being an integral part of our community.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, WFIT.org.